everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Yes, we are still here.
All right.
Giving you your tea and the latest celebrity news. And now Portia and Headcrack are at their respective homes while Heidi and I are at our studio. But we're still practicing social distancing. We can't touch.
No, so we're good. We're good.
We're safe and sound. As well as our brat and Chewy, who are quarantining still. But look who's back.
Oh.
It's Gary.
Yes, I miss y'all too. I'm working from home, but I'm here, honey. I'm here.
It's good to see you. So later, did Ariana Grande go back to that old thing? We'll explain. And Dolly Parton and Samuel L. Jackson has some stories you need to hear.
Oh.
Also, we go thirst trapping with the stars, quarantine style.
Ooh, oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Portia's going to show us some moves.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Get off my TikTok.
Yes, you are, Portia. But first, Heidi, what you got?
All right. Well, it looks like a viral video of one sister shaving her head to support her other sister has really touched a lot of hearts. I saw this the other day, and I was touched by it. And now we're finding out that Janet Jackson was touched by it as well, to the point that she revealed that she even considered shaving her head. Now, I'm warning you right now, this video is going to make you cry. So let's get something to touch up the mascara and take a look.
And she's sitting here because she thinks she looks ugly. So let me show you. These are meaningless, Gabby. Like, who cares about these? I don't care about them. I love you. You look beautiful, boo-boo.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So since Janet Jackson couldn't, I went ahead and did it
Frank
for Janet
shaved
Jackson.
His head in tribute to this girl. Janet shared this emotional video to her Instagram page with the caption, "This made me cry. I was actually going to shave my head for the Janet tour and was going to talk to all the kids to do the same. I love a bald head, especially on a woman. I think it's beautiful. You and your family are in my prayers. Stay positive. Stay strong. You're so beautiful."
Now, if Janet Jackson asked her fans to shave their heads, you think they would?
If she asked me to shave my head, I wouldn't do it for Janet.
But would I be wrong to say, Janet and Portia, I hope this is not a bad thing, but y'all don't really have to shave your heads if you just take your wigs off. I mean, wouldn't that be kind of...
Live show, Gary. I do have a couple strands under here.
Well, Gary, your cousins Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be protected in the United States after all. So Trump tweeted out some days ago insisting that U.S. taxpayers would not be funding the Duke and Duchess of Sussex protection after they were announced that they were moving to Los Angeles, California. Well, Prince Charles must have heard what the president said, and he said that he would agree to pay for a private contribution of about $2.5 million a year to cover half of Meghan and Harry's security. Now, this is coming from a secret source. Now, Heidi, what do you think about Prince Charles coughing up the money to protect him? You think that's a good play?
Well, no, this is what's hilarious to me, because it's like typical when you're trying to be grown. Like, I'm on my own. I do it on my own.
Right.
I'm financially independent. Hey, real quick, Dad, can we need $2.5 million.
He's also paying Harry's cell phone bill and car insurance.
That's just it. It's like, Harry, you're a grown man. You're a married man with a baby, and now you're still having to go to Daddy to get money for security. No, you're leaving the palace. Guess what? Figure it out. That's what my mom said. She's like, oh, no, I'm grown. Miss, I'm grown. Figure it out.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on, Marie Maria Bello is in quarantine just like the rest of us, and she has a beautiful fiance, Dominic Crenn, who is a famous chef. But here's the thing, they live apart. They live in different cities. So now that everybody is quarantined separately and we're all going through this whole big pandemic, it's like, okay, I gotta rethink some things. You wanna be near your loved ones during this time. And so she got on Instagram and she asked the question. Take a look.
Engaged in solitude. Okay, so Dom and I just got engaged. Really, December 29th, very romantic, in Paris. And we live in different cities, okay? She lives in San Francisco, I live in LA. But then COVID comes. Like, who's dealing with that? Who's dealing with being engaged with someone who you're crazy in love with? And they're crazy in love with you. And yet, you gotta navigate this. See what I'm saying? Anyone has any answers, let me know.
What do y'all think?
I'm thinking most people who heard about the quarantine and the lockdowns happening, that they had roommates, but they were dating somebody else, they instantly went and moved in with that close loved one. So I think that Maria Bello's like, hey, I really love her, and she didn't move up here with me. I'm worried that the relationship is not on the rocks.
That was my thought,
too. The chef didn't move in.
That was my thought, too, because at the end of the day, I'm going to come to you, or you're going to come to me, and we're going to be quarantined together, because that's the whole point. We need to stay quarantined for 14 days to make sure that neither one of us has it.
Maria lives in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
And the chef lives in Los Angeles, so...
It's not, just let's come here or I'll come there and we'll quarantine for 14 days together.
Okay. But no, I can relate to her because Dennis and I are engaged and we don't live together, right? But we live in the same city. But he has been here the entire time. I mean, at this time, you want to bunker down and you want the loved ones close to you. It doesn't matter what's going on. However long this lasts, he's going to be right here in his house.
Right, you haven't made him stay in his own house and said, I can't see you until this is all over. You haven't done that.
Yeah, he wants to
but
make
being
sure
in that
I'm
situation,
safe.
Does that make you
safe?
Like the person more or less?
It depends on the day.
Portia?
Depends on the day.
All right, so we're keeping up with the tradition. It's time for... All right, so today we're doing it up for the fellas.
Okay.
Quarantine edition, and we're going to start out with the lovely Bella Hadid, yes, giving us an inside look on how she's handling this lockdown by posting a photo on her IG in a white two-piece bikini with the caption, lucky to get some vitamin D. So what do you think, Heidi?
Listen, anytime it's a bikini picture, it's a thirst trap. Do we really have to ask this question?
Oh, man.
She looks amazing. I mean, she's able to put a bikini on during quarantine. The only two-piece I can be involved in quarantine is a bucket of fried chicken.
I'm kind of worried about her. Did she get to go grocery shopping when she's supposed to? Because look at those hip bones sticking out. She needs to eat something. Somebody get her some cans of beans.
Somebody need to have some food over there.
All right, so up next, we got Halsey now. She blessed her 19 million followers with a quarantine update video of her dancing in a bikini to a Harry Styles song in front of a mirror with the caption, quarantine update, sorry I haven't been online. Clearly, I've been very, very busy trying to make the best of this weird time and thinking of you all. What do y'all think? Is she thirst trapping or not?
Oh, my God.
Frank, are you okay over there?
Oh, seriously. I think she's trying to thirst trap Harry Styles.
Oh, that's it.
She's singing his song. She's dancing in that bikini. Another girl who needs to actually eat something. See that gap in her bikini bottom?
Yeah,
she can't fill her bikini bottom.
I don't have that gap at all.
Yeah, and it's not like she out of town. If you at home, you can pick the best one that fits you right.
She a little light.
Up next, find out how this doctor is celebrated and considered a celebrity for his efforts dealing with the coronavirus. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
All right, it's a scary time with the COVID-19 pandemic going on, but there is a hero that has come out of it, and I'm talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yes, he's worked with four previous presidents, but it's his work on Trump's coronavirus task force, giving us all the information that we need, that has made him an overnight celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci
Superstar.
Is 79 years old, and he is so popular that people are putting his face on everything from cupcakes to donuts to socks, even prayer candles.
Wow.
Heidi, here's a picture. Would you bite into a Fauci donut?
Frank, I'm on quarantine. I'll eat anything with anybody's face on it. I don't care.
All right.
I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know if Fauci sounds like a good donut or a bad donut. It's like, this donut tastes Fauci.
Can I have a dozen Fauci's?
That sounds like fungi.
Did you sprinkle a little Fauci on top of that? I don't know. But Gary, this seems like something you already have. Like, you already have socks with your face on them. Would you wear Fauci socks?
You know what? I probably would, but now as for the candle and the picture, if it doesn't have JFK face or Martin Luther King face on it, I wouldn't buy it. No.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, wow.
He's a man of a certain time.
He only eats Diana Ross donuts.
Now, they are supreme.
Miss Ross face on it. Yes, honey. I would love to walk around with Miss Ross on my feet.
Gary, I would love to know, what flavor is a Miss Ross cupcake, honey?
Oh, girl, it would be, honey, probably bourbon.
Yeah, I was thinking some alcohol infused.
That sounds a little strong for the queen.
You would think they'd put his face on something more relatable, like maybe mask.
That's, or gloves.
Band-aids.
Like rubber gloves. Huh, or Lysol bottles. I mean, something. Hand sanitizer. Fauci sanitizer.
All right, y'all. Well, moving right along. Now, Ariana Grande is super gorgeous, and she has a signature ponytail that she's always worn. Like, if you see her, you know it, and she's got the little bow at the top. Well, she's been changing her look. A lot of people at home are going a little less glam, and she actually posted a picture of her real hair. Take a look.
Wow.
She
looks
finer. I like it.
With her hair like
it's
that.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Like, I love it. It makes her look mature and, like, I know it's hard.
That's right. When you
have she looks like a woman.
Yeah, she looks like a woman. She's, like, forced into this. And so, anyway, she captioned the photo, "Get a load of this." Now, dreadlock. Now, Head Crack, when you had the dreadlocks and you had them for many, many years, was it hard when you ditched them?
No, because I thought, like, my signature trademark was, like, my nose until I cut my hair and people was asking, where's my hair? So, like, yeah, I do have regrets. But I had it all wrong.
It was
wrong.
Definitely the dreads. I knew your dreads before I, like, actually met you. I'm like, yeah, the guy with the dreads. And, like, that's how we knew you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Now I'm the guy without the dreads.
Yeah.
Now you're the guy with the nose.
Heidi, what do you think your trademark is, Heidi? When they think about Heidi, they describe the show like, she's the one with the...
Big blue eyes.
The big blue eyes. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, here in Atlanta, they describe you the white girl in L.A.
I'm the white girl. I'm the white girl in L.A. That's
people.
Right. I'll take it. It's fine.
And in Crenshaw, she's known as the one with the tongue.
That's right.
And now I'm the skinhead. Great. This is awesome. I really glad I did
this.
You're
the white
girl with the skinhead.
That's a crew right there.
Seriously. There's no other show on television like us.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Dolly Parton and Samuel L. Jackson are doing it. Find out what it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Now, if you're a parent, this story right here is going to get you a little excited, because I know I was, but Dolly Parton and Samuel L. Jackson can now read your kids a bedtime story. Now, here's what's happening over the next 10 weeks. Dolly Parton, who calls herself the Book Lady, will read books to children and help them focus on comforting during this, quarantine time, because it's, like, tough for some of them out there.
I think that's a misprint on the Book Lady. I think the K was supposed to be a B. She's the Boob Lady. That's how I've known her all these years.
That's how I identify with her.
She's trying to change her image.
But now she wants to be the creator of sweet dreams and sweet creams.
Oh, yes. My God. How far does she have to hold a book bag when she's reading it with those big breasts? Like, she's got to hold it like this.
She uses it as a stand.
Yes.
So Jimmy Kimmel did a video interview with Samuel Jackson and wanted to help encourage the message of social distancing by reading a poem written by Adam Mansbeck called Stay the F*** at Home. Take a look.
The Rona is spreading. This is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the at home.
Now, Portia, as a mom, would you let Samuel Jackson read this book to kids? You know, because sometimes you got to communicate with our kids a little differently.
No, okay.
Oh.
Hell no. Samuel is not about to be teaching my baby these curse words. And she's going to be walking around here talking about getting my bottle. I think not.
Oh, right, baby. She probably saying that now.
She's already got sass.
She close to it. I think she sometimes when she mumbling, I'm like, what?
Look, you're not ready.
PJ's already got the eye roll down.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
my mom.
Yeah, if there was a celebrity that could read you a story, which celebrity would y'all let read y'all a story?
I want Oprah doing Stella from The Color Purple. Oh, so Miss Sophia from The Color Purple.
You never fall asleep.
I told you to stay home. I told your wife to stay. Your kids.
Well, I remember when we watched Vanilla Sky came out and Penelope Cruz would go, open your eyes.
Oh,
open your eyes. I'd be like, no, go to to sleep. Go to sleep.
Well, I want Dolly Parton to read me a story. I want her to read the story Coat of Many Colors, honey, that her mama made for her. That's the one I want to hear.
All right, moving on. Do you remember the Instagram battle between Jonta Austin and Ne-Yo for the best songwriter?
Oh, yeah. It was legendary.
Whatever happened to that?
Oh, check this out. Well, Ne-Yo's ex-fiance and friend of the show, Monyetta Shaw, was on Instagram Live giving her opinion on how she felt, on who she felt won. When one fan asked her, will she get back with her ex? And, this was her reaction. Take a look.
Am I going to get back with Ne-Yo? I loved y'all together. Oh, that's sweet. But, I mean, no.
Let that man heal and get where he need to get to.
Anyway.
You good. He could great person.
Awesome person.
She handled it very well because, first of all, honey, you got to remember how you don't ever, honey, dish your man who's continued giving you a check on a monthly basis for them
that's
children,
right. That's
honey.
How you know he's paying them checks on time, okay?
Because
if he
honey.
Wasn't, she would have dogged him out, okay?
Yeah, but he did her pretty dirty.
She's
the bigger person.
So, yeah. Weigh in, what do you think about her friend's reaction talking about let that man heal?
Now, everybody needs a friend like that because guess what? See, she got to keep her mouth closed because she getting a check. But my friend, I mean, if they saying, you know, let that man heal and being shady, let them do that. Everybody need a friend like
that. It's funny how it looked like he was popping his head into the video, but you could tell she was turning it towards him so he could say some shit.
All right, y'all, coming up, I'm about to bust a move and get my Renegade on, but you gotta come back to catch it. See you soon.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now, Portia, I've been scrolling around on the gram, and I see you represent for the millennials, and you jumped on that TikTok Renegade Challenge real quick. Now, I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at it, but Portia was doing this dance, and you was concentrating oh so hard. For everybody that missed it, check it out.
Wait.
So basically, for those that don't know, man, the Renegade Challenge is taking over social media, and it's basically a bunch of dance moves, and you got to bust down to the song The Lottery by K-Camp, and it looks pretty difficult
to do. Of course,
I
mean, but it didn't look that hard, Portia, but how long did it take you, girl?
Actually, I'm not going to lie, that was a dance that I made up in my head completely, because I was trying to do their Renegade dance, you know, because we're millennials, so I have to stay on trend and stuff, and I was like, wait a minute, this is basically arm movements. I got enough swag to do that, and then I did it, and then, you know, it looks amazing. Gary, can you do it?
I sure can, niece.
You a lie. Let me see.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
Let's see, Gary.
Wait.
No, ma'am, no, sir, no queen.
I shouldn't make fun of anybody because I can't dance. I mean, that is one thing I wish I could do. I wish I could play the piano and I wish I could dance.
No, but Heidi, that's the magic of the Renegade.
Well, you could probably do Portia's version.
Do my version and you can just throw in what you want.
Do Portia's version.
Yes.
Renegade.
No, the Portia's version is like this.
And don't forget to pump your chest up.
Oh, Lord.
But I mean, Portia
looked like she was doing sign language next to the president so the people could see it.
Oh, my God.
She's doing sign language about coronavirus.
Sorority, and Frank, you kicked out the bike club.
No, put on a mask. Wash your hands.
Spray.
Don't cough. Cover your mouth. That's what Portia was doing. Sign language interpreter.
See, I'm
while concentrating
understand.
Really hard.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.